Chapter 45. Back at the Ranch. Dali Tambo left South Africa in 1960 when he was a year old. When he returned in 1990 after the unbanning of the ANC, the 31-year-old trendsetter became one of the country's most sought-after BFFs. With his wide-brimmed hat, fashionable threads, and designer British twang, Dali brimmed with energy, bounced with enthusiasm, and popped with joie de vivre. South Africa was his oyster, and all he had to do was sit back and shuck. The son of struggle royalty, his father was ANC President Oliver Reginald, his mother, liberation icon Adelaide, Dali found his place in the African Sun, presenting the SABC talk show People of the South. He swiftly dethroned Felicia Mabuza-Sattel as South Africa's answer to Oprah. His trademark twirly tash twitched and tangoed above his lip as he hello-darlinged his celebrity guests. He presented them with softball questions and velvet cushions. It was feel-good TV from the nicest chap in South African showbiz. And then in 2000, his wholesome image came crashing down when the Scorpions raided the ranch, a house of ill repute, and came face to twirly tash with Dali. And no, that was not a velvet cushion in his pocket. And no, he was not pleased to see them, darling. What people do in the privacy of a gentleman's club is no business of ours. But Dali made it our business by announcing that he was at the brothel doing research for a TV documentary about sex. People of the South ended not long after Dali's dalliance with the ranch. It relaunched in 2012, and one of the guests was Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe. The fawning interview generated a lot of heat and accusations that it was a PR stunt for the old strongman 2 months before Zimbabwe's general election. Perhaps, though, it was a carefully constructed distraction campaign by Dali, because everyone was now talking about Dali and that interview and not Dali and that brothel. When a blustering and blundering advocate named Mpofu started stealing headlines with his slapstick courtroom stunts, see Chapter 43, there was a brand new Dali to make fun of, and Dali Tambo's sex documentary, Big Whopper, was finally forgotten. Unless it wasn't a lie. In that case, Dali, it's been a quarter of a century since your research at the ranch, so stop dilly-dallying and show us the documentary. Of course, given the Dali-esque approach to the TV interview, this is the guy, after all, who persuaded the SA Navy Band to serenade the Chief of the Navy with village peoples in the Navy. We can postulate what that film might have looked like. With apologies to Barbara Streisand and Louis Armstrong, the climactic scene in Dali's docu, a musical, no less, opens not in the Harmonia Gardens restaurant, but at the ranch, where Dali makes a grand entrance down a red-carpeted stairway, welcomed by a phalanx of high-kicking, singing sirens in bow ties, high heels, and little else. "Hello, Dali. Well, hello, Dali," they purr. "It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're still looking swell, Dali. We can tell, Dali. You're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong." However, a Google investigation reveals that Dali is playing a leading role in Greece, that is, in oil and grease. He appears to have put his sex flick on ice to become one of the head honchos at Glensol, a company that specializes in cleaning up grease and oil spills. While his sex documentary claim may be utter fiction, Dali's well-lubricated business exploits are non-fiction.